Well, good afternoon. I'm with Lawrence Chan of RadioComedyShows.com. I'm Earl the Voice Thomas, and we're going to have a nice chat today, find out about Lawrence's experience with RadioComedyShows.com. How did you find out about it? How did you get involved?
How did I get involved? That's interesting. I didn't even know myself had that kind of talents until Mike approached me. And then he got, Larry, do you want to do something different? I say, what? He say, we're going to have some audio productions there. You will give it a try? Oh, I say, why not? You know, that's way back in 2007. So I still remember Mike was hiding in that 333 Terminal Street in Vancouver, that little office, but had a really good outdoor balcony. We can have barbecue. That was the time when I got first involved.
Tell us about your first experience. You can recall that and how it went and what you felt.
Oh, really, I was kind of new at the times. And then whatever Mike told me what to do. And that was the first productions, The King of Holding. And Mike is really a talented person. And he did all the script himself. And then very creative. And then he created a character, a role for me. The guy's name is Yahoo. And I really like it because in one of the script there is writing, I'm going to serve some honey mustard turd sauce. And I really like it. Every time I go to restaurants I always tease the nice, pretty waitress there. Hey, do you have some honey mustard turd sauce? They all stare at me.
Do they bring it?
No, they just look at me. This weird guy must be from the third planet.
Well, tell us from there, what roles did you go into after? Because you've been doing it a while, right?
Yes, ever since every year, my fall of media, and I had the honor to join him and a bunch of other talents, people there, you know, gorgeous people I love to mingle with. And after that, King of Holding, I did the Animal Court, Swap a Cop, and Wacky Radios too. Yeah, this year, too bad. When Mike called me, I already booked for a trip to go to Europe. That's why I missed this year, which I feel really sorry for it.
You missed doing it.
I missed doing it, you know.
Did you have training before you did this?
No.
Mike's trained you really well.
Mike trained me really well, you know. He's really, he's a really good instructor. He know how to indulge you, to lead you into the role there. And then, yes, he's a great guy, yes.
Well, you've done background voices in the film industry. Tell me about some of them and what your experience is like there.
Actually, it's way back there in the early 70s. I was learning Kung Fu at that time, way back before I came to Canada in 74 there. And that was way back in the late 60s there. You know, Bruce Lee. Oh, the Kung Fu fighter.
Okay.
And then we learned from the same schools there. And then that was the first time he asked me to do some background extra. I did it for a little bit there. And then I came to Canada. And then I missed doing all this. And then after here, I joined one of the Emotion Talents Limited. Signed up as the agents for me for the background.
So you have an agent then?
Yes. Yeah. Now.
Right. And what work have you done recently? How's it been going for you with your agent?
It's very good. But the agents now is merged with another ones there. And the people I really like there, he quit the company there. So I'm not doing much lately there, you know. I did quite a few TV show once upon a time, that TV show. And then the Arrows. And then I can't remember the medical doctor, Oven something, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you've done quite a few roles. What I've been interested to hear is what your favorite role is. Tell us the experience of doing that role and then why it's your favorite role.
It's the best one I like. It's the really first ones. It's the Yahoo. It's such a funny character. And later on, though, those ones like the Swap a Cop there, you know, I like that too. But overall, I like the very first ones there. It's kind of not just interesting, it's kind of like, it just sparkles in media, you know. I think I can be a chef too, myself. And it's so funny there. And also, I was working, I like sushis there too, you know. It's a fusion Chinese sushis kind of things there, you know. And then I had a door in the show there, and then too bad. I think she moved back to China. That's why Mike cannot find her there too, yeah.
Right, right. So you've had some really good experiences. I really appreciate you sharing them with us, Lawrence. We've been with Lawrence Chan of the RadioComedyShows.com. I'm Earl the Voice Thomas, and thanks for listening.
Thank you, Earls.